Welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. We are back for the opposition preview with Alex from The Different Knock. How are you, mate?
Pleasure. Yeah, thank you so much for having me back on. Really, really well. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Been enjoying your content all season as well. So, yeah, very, very good. Keep it up. So, we may as well start with the big game that you had against Bayern Munich and get your thoughts on that. I think I started watching Real Madrid, Man City. I started off with that, and then Man City scored early. So I thought, oh, I can't be doing me watching this. Yeah. So then I went to Arsenal and watched a bit of that. So I was like flip-flopping around. So it was a big game, really. You had the advantage of playing at home first. So how did you see the game? How did you feel it went?
Yeah, whoever scheduled that was poor thinking. I think, look, it's a draw. So you take positives and there's things to work on. I think what I would say is, you know, this. I think people, we get caught in the moment, which is understandable. We're football fans. If we take a bit of a step back, you know, this is a lot of players, especially a lot of the players who performed poorly last time, first time in this scenario. I don't know if you caught Manuel Neuer flicking the ball up and kicking it over Havertz's head. That is a man who has played 137 games in the Champions League, you know. So there's a, you know, we're arriving at this level. I was pleased with certain aspects. I honestly, this is sort of my feeling around Arsenal in general. We're so good on so many things, but the things that really, really, really matter are often where we fall down. I think the way we're structured, if you look at all the underlying numbers, if you're into all that stuff, yeah, we look really, really good. But I think that the final, you know, do we have a moments player? Do we have someone who, you know, in the first half, Bayern had two chances. One was a goal and one they got the penalty from. You know, that is what we're up against. And we having six chances and none of them, or one of them went in. So, yeah, I think if we look at how we played, I was pleased with how we kept Bayern in their half. I thought we were marginally the better team. We literally had more chances, et cetera, but in the end, two moments and they scored. Luckily, Trossard has an incredible ability to come off the bench and score goals. I think he's now got the most goals as a substitute in Europe's top five leagues, which is a really useful asset to have in a run-in. I was pleased. There's tweaks. I was surprised how gung-ho Arteta went, honestly. We committed a lot of men forward and brought on Zinchenko in the second half, which, if you're an Arsenal fan, will know that is a sign of we're trying to go for it. Because it's not for defensive solidity, I'll tell you that. Overall, on balance, pleased. I've seen some interesting takes around that game. But we'll see in the second game. I am confident. I'm confident.
Yeah, cool. So, top of the league now with the draw from Man United and Liverpool. You've been there already, but now you're sort of, I feel like you have to win every game because I think Man City are going to win every game. You know what they're like. They go on that sort of run of just demolishing everybody. They've done it time and time again. So how are you as an Arsenal fan feeling now, top of the league? And where's your head at? Do you feel like you can draw a game, or is it must win everything now?
I've always predicted City to win, and I still haven't actually changed that prediction. I think we'll come second. I can't remember if I said this last time, but I feel as though if you look at every possible phase of play that we can manage in terms of set pieces, corners, how we press, how we counter press, all that stuff. I don't see a difference ideas-wise, not execution-wise, but ideas-wise with Man City. We can go toe-to-toe with them. The problem is, it's still the same thing with Bayern and Man City. I still don't think we have that one player, or maybe even that two players, Kevin De Bruyne, Erling Haaland, Rodri, Trent, Salah, you know, those types of players. You go, if you're playing poorly, they will just bail you out. Kevin De Bruyne will just make a little bit of space in the box and stick it top bins. And then nothing else matters. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, you can talk systems and all that stuff all you want. It doesn't matter if someone can do that. So that's the thing I feel we'll miss out on personally. And I think there's certain games coming up that I look at. For some reason, the Wolves game away, I've got a bad feeling about it, and I don't know why. I don't know why. We've got to go away to Spurs. We've got to go away to Old Trafford, which we haven't done particularly well at in the last couple of years. I think we'll just fall short. But also taking a step back, that's okay. Klopp's leaving. There will be other fans who will say, no, it's completely acceptable. Arsenal have to win the league, and if not, we failed. And fine, that's your perspective and whatever. If I was 20 years older, I probably would feel the same. But I've not been waiting that long for a league title. Do you know what I mean? Which is, we've all got our own perspectives. But I just think if you look at the age of the squad, our best players are like 22, 24, 23. So I'm, and we are getting better and better. Our points totals are getting better every season. The way we play is getting better every season. How we manage games is getting better every season. So at some point, it's going to get over the line. And I'll finish on this. I think a lot of Arsenal fans are sort of, in that binary of, if we don't win the title, that's another failure. And, do we need to get rid of the manager, whatever? If we do, put it this way, if we do win, we've won a Premier League title in an era where two of the greatest Premier League managers of all time are managing. So you're essentially saying that it's a failure not to go over the line against two of the greatest Premier League managers of all time. Maybe we need to have a look at what success is.
Yeah, I mean from the outside, like from a football fan that doesn't support Arsenal, I can see the progress that has been made. I can see I don't like the phrase bottle it. So when people say you bottled it last year, I think sometimes what gives you the right to think you deserve to win it in the first place, which would mean you've bottled it, because I don't really think everybody thought Arsenal should have won it at the start of the season. So this season, I think you've had more pressure on you because of how well you went last year, and you nearly did it. And I think this year you've dealt with that. And I think that mentality of the belief in your team, I think, has improved massively. Yep. And I think that gives you more sort of the system looks better and it looks stronger because everybody's more in tune.
I completely agree. I just quickly on that as well. I think, and this is related to all football teams and clubs and stuff, it's not just Arsenal. If we take the idea that only a trophy is success, that is it. That is the only way you can measure success. Of course, it's successful. Well done, you won a trophy. But that means that there is only Man City, basically, every season can be successful. Every other team has failed. How can you look at Aston Villa this season and say they've failed? How on earth could you say that? So we have to, for me, we have to look at our own selves and go, what is success for us this season? And for Arsenal, we've found, I think a lot of success.
So, style of play then, just briefly talk to us about what it is that what you're doing. Like, what can Villa sort of expect? Mm. I know it's a lot of possession, but in a nutshell, how are you playing? Yeah.
Well, one thing we found this season is to be quite adaptable. So last season, I could have told you, here's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to commit a lot of men forward. We're going to try and press you. We're going to try and get you to pump the ball long to Saliba and Gabriella, win the second ball and try and play through you. That is how we played every game last season. This season, part of the reason we've been so successful is because we found different ways of playing. We could use Havertz as the target. We could, depending on, I think last time I seem to remember you guys were particularly adept at blocking the middle and sort of getting men in. I can't remember if you were in I can't particularly remember the game, but I remember specifically feeling that you managed to block us centrally. So I wonder whether it'll happen again. Arsenal obviously aim to dominate possession. I think we're quite reliant on Saliba and Gabriel in terms of in possession to get that going. Obviously David Raya. I think coming to the Emirates, my prediction would be that Unai, especially you haven't got Douglas Luiz or Kamara, have you?
No.
So my prediction will be, my guess, that he'll sit off a little bit and sort of play. The teams that we struggled against this season are you guys and people like Porto, who've sat in mid blocks and basically said, come and break us down, but not sat too deep, because when you sit too deep, it's obviously a little bit higher risk. I think we'll probably have more possession, but maybe the chances might come a little bit sort of more, not thick and fast. What's the opposite of that? The thin and slow. thin and slow. I think if, I can't necessarily predict it. I think one of the most exciting things about Arsenal this season is we have played different ways. For example, against Man United, we completely sat off and said, come and play through us. Because I think Arteta looked at the transition threat and thought, okay, look, I'm slightly worried about United. Against Brighton, we went a proper man-for-man press every single time they had the ball. We were right in their half. I think we committed, you know, six or seven players forward and tried to win it at the back. It's just going to depend. So my prediction would be we're going to have to try and break you down. So a lot of possession, a lot of trying to sort of break through your block and maybe going over you. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I think Arteta's sort of really coming into his own as a manager now, because I think when I look at the best managers in our league, they are adaptable and versatile. They don't play the same way each game. And I think Emery does the same. Arteta's now doing the same. I think Arteta looked at Villa when we beat Man City, and we played with a 4-4-2, and I think you guys went with a 4-4-2, and it really worked. So I think, you know, Emery might do something a little bit similar, but without Luis, without Kamara, we are a little bit of a different team. But one man for you guys that has had massive amounts of stick before he got there was Kai Havertz. He's had a lot of doubters, but he's playing well, and he's in a system that's working, that suits him. He looks like he's enjoying himself. Looks like it's fun to play for Arsenal for him. So you must be really impressed how he's adapted to Arteta's Arsenal team.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, you know, I will hold my hands up and say, was Kai Havertz the player I was screaming for in the summer? Absolutely not. You know, we all wanted Declan Rice, and, you know, we were all excited about Timber, and, you know, even Raya was a, you know, some people in the fan base were questioning Ramsdale, so there was a sort of conversation around that. But yeah, Havertz was really out of left field. I think what Kai Havertz is, let's call it superpower, is, I think he's my fancy term for it, which is probably not particularly useful, is associative play, i.e. basically how he brings others into play. I just think he's so, if you just watch, what's that quote about Busquets? Watch the game, you won't see Busquets. Just watch Busquets, you see the whole game. I think in terms of the final thirds, Havertz is that. He's so facilitative. He'll drop out to the right if he needs to. He'll drop deep. He'll drop over to the left. He'll be a target man for you. He'll give you the wall pass. He does so much unselfish work. And out of possession, and this is the thing that, you know, Arsenal fans were kind of being clowned for at the beginning of the season when he was playing in midfield. He's so, like, his tackles and interception numbers are unbelievable. The way he's 6'4", he's a massive guy. And last night, you know, we played him as a nine and then dropped him back into the midfield. And I was looking at him going, to have a guy who can be as good in two positions with Champions League experience, 6'4", 24 years old, who seems unfazed by everything, who's got through this and shown a mental steel this season that I didn't necessarily know he had. I feel very lucky. But I mean, this is a wider point related to football anyway. I often use the example of Paul Pogba. Well, Mason Mount's a good example as well at the minute, but Paul Pogba, if you take a picture of him at any point in his career, the public perception is completely different. He can't get into the United team. He needs to get into the United team. He's gone away to Juventus. Why did we let him go? You know, he's a world superstar. This is the best midfielder in the world. He comes back, you know, he's, oh my God, he's unbelievable. Then he's good on his day. Then, you know, the public perception is doing that all the time. Mm-hmm. The player himself isn't changing. So it's just about putting players in the right environment. You know, you've got largely the same squad you had under Steven Gerrard, and look what Unai's getting out of it. So it's about the environment. That for me, that's the most important thing. And clearly what Havertz has been given license to do is been put in his best positions, being told, given clear instructions. I think especially as a number nine, he's got a much clearer role than he has in the midfield, which has helped. And I think no player has more GA or goals and assists since the middle of February in the league. So, yeah, credit to him.
Villa, then. What are your thoughts on Villa this season? Unai Emery, former manager. I know you spoke highly of him last time he was on our channel anyway, but you've got to be impressed with what he's doing still at Villa. You know, he's fifth in the league, level on points with Spurs in fourth. So what have you made of us?
Yeah, as I echo what I said last time, I'm really impressed. I think, look, Unai, I think I said it last time as well. I think, I don't think Unai and Arsenal were a match. And I think that happens. You can get managers who are brilliant managers, but just don't match a team. And that's fine. And, you know, you know, there's specific club culture and there's specific, you know, ways fans expect teams to play and executive setups or whatever that mean that certain managers, you know, however brilliant they are, just don't fit in. I think I was listening back to our conversation. I think I said I was slightly worried about an Unai end of season collapse. I don't think that's happening, but I think I am slightly concerned about that. I know Villa fans won't like to hear that, and you know it's a concern. But it, as a track record, ultimately is there. And I'm a massive Unai Emery fan. I think he's a really diligent coach. I think he's a really intelligent coach. I really respect him as a guy. But until I see him finish a season strongly with a team, that is going to, in the same way that, you know, for example, with Arsenal, until we get over the line, there's going to be question marks. And we have to just accept that, as much as it doesn't feel like that from the inside. But yeah, I honestly, I rate Unai so much. I think what you said earlier as well, in terms of how adaptable he is, was kind of what I felt slightly the issue was at Arsenal a little bit, was he's almost too adaptable. Like he would change from game to game to game. And, you know, there was times where it felt like we adapted a little bit too much. I feel he's redressed that balance a little bit at Villa. Whenever I watch you, I feel there's a bit more of a solid idea. And, you know, to get Watkins in the form he's in, to get Douglas Luiz playing as he is, to get, you know, Konsa, whoever you want, you know, Pau Torres, whoever you want to look at and say, you know, these are guys in the form of their lives, he must be doing something right. So, yeah, I really rate Unai. And also, I think I really want you guys to get Champions League, because the same four teams getting every year is boring. So, yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, well, you can help us by doing that, by sort of doing well against Bayern Munich, which will mean if we do well and all the other English teams, then fifth place probably will get it anyway. So hopefully, whether we finish fourth or fifth, we get it then. So let's turn our attention then to our game at the weekend. Is Unai going to come and spoil some party?
Do the double. I don't think so. I look back on the game that we had last time. I feel, again, you know, there's games so far this season, as from an Arsenal perspective, like we've dropped 4 points or whatever. We got a draw and a loss against Fulham, and those are the games where, yeah, we look back. You know, our big six record. I actually think our big six record against the other top six teams. Or big six teams, traditional big six teams. I think Arteta has only 1 point less than Pep since he's come in against the big six teams. Our big six record is actually not the problem. It's against the other teams in the league. And yeah, I think against a really, really good Villa side, I do worry. I think at home, I think we've got our entire squad available. I think in the form we're in, I think there's something, you know, like 10 in the last 11 or 12 games or something. We've got like 10 wins and two draws or something. We're in unbelievable form. We've conceded 4 goals in the league in 2024. Defensively, we're really, really solid. I can't see us... okay, I'll put it this way. I can't see you coming and steamrolling us and it being a big shock, but maybe it'll go both ways. But yeah, the one thing I feel really secure about at the minute with Arsenal is that, like, we'll be in the game. We'll manage the game. It might come down to fine margins and it might, you know, might not go away. But I think what we've managed to iron out is what you said earlier. There's a bit more, I don't know, there's a bit more security. I don't feel there's a mistake in us. Once Saliba and Gabriella camps on the edge of our box, I feel really, really secure, and the numbers kind of bear that out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a difficult game for Villa. I think we played Man City 2 games ago away, and first half, we actually played quite well. It was quite counter-attacking at times, and we created chances against them, and then we conceded before half-time. And then second half, we had a big chance to go 2-2 and missed it. And then Man City just grinded us down, and it was really, really difficult. So I think if it goes anything like that, I think you're probably right. I think you're going to win this game, but... yeah, I don't know whether Unai is just going to try and have a bit of a plan, I don't know. I think there's going to be a few goals in this. I think Villa will want to try and make it a bit chaotic, and try and dislodge your sort of structure and territorial advantage, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, as I said, the teams we've struggled against this season are the ones that sat in in a mid block and been really disciplined, got out to us quickly in the wide areas, not allowed us any central spaces, and then taking their chances when they came. And, you know, I trust Unai Emery to coach that. I trust Unai Emery to to know how to do that. And I also trust players like Ollie Watkins to go and punish us when we don't take our chances. So yeah, there's every possibility. I think it'll be a tough game. Yeah, and we'll see.
You think you're going to win, Dan? Yes. Right. So
I do think we're going to win, but I don't think it'll be in any way some kind of, you know, 3-0 drubbing or, you know, whatever. I think it'll be a really tight game.
Yeah, I think
confident. You should be confident.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think on paper, everyone would be like, "Oh, this is an Arsenal win." But I think in football, it just has these weird stories at times, like the whole Emery thing. So we'll have to see. But hopefully, have a great rest of the season, mate. It's been great having you on the channel this season as well. So cheers for coming on.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.